Nachher sagt es, Mishnah, hey, Tor Amidus, so how you for Migdash? How you Migdashas? Chut Mishal Kohen Gadol, so you Geitsha Lutecha. All the measuring utensils that were used in the Beit HaMikdash to measure dry goods only held the meter that they were used for when they were heaped. It was a little bit less than the meter they were used for. Only when it was heaped did it hold that meter. With the exception of the meter that was used to measure out the sarin that was used for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol, which it held the 40 sarin even when it was not heaped. As we saw earlier, that after the sarin that was used for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol was measured out, it had to be transferred into two meter that held the Chati Yisarin. And we were afraid that if we heap it, that it would spill over. So therefore, it held the full Yisarin even without being heaped. Now this is going according to Rabbi Meir, who said that there were two midos that held the Yisarin. One that held the Yisarin when it was heaped, and the other one that held the Yisarin even when it was not heaped. But the Rabbanan held there was only one mida that held the Yisarin, and that mida held a full Yisarin even without being heaped. Now, even according to Rabbi Meir, there was only one mida which had to be heaped in order that it should hold the full mida, which is the sarin that was used to measure out the mincha. The Gemara says that the Mishnah has to recall hamididos. All the measurements that were used in the mida that held the sarin had to be heaped, but not kol hamidos, all the measuring utensils, as there was only one measuring utensil, even according to Rabbi Meir, that had to be heaped. Midos halach berutam kodesh. Umidos hayovesh beirutseim chol. The measuring utensils that held liquids, the amount that was heaped was kaidish, meaning to say anything put in a klisharis becomes kaidish. Now these measuring utensils were klisharis, so therefore what was put inside was kaidish. Now if they were heaped, so that amount which overlaps and is not inside the actual kli, if it's a midos halach and the liquid is heaped, even though normally when liquid is heaped it spills over, still it's possible to heap up liquid a little bit without spilling over. And that little amount that's above the rim of the kli is kodesh. While the measuring utensils that measured out dry goods, if it was heaped, the amount that was heaped and it was not inside the actual kli was hal, did not become kodesh since it was not inside the actual kli sharis. Now the reason for this is that this Tana holds that the kli hamidos, which measured out lach, were nikdash, both the inside and the outside. As since the outside of the kli also was kodesh, so the amount that is heaped, even though it's not inside the actual kli, since eventually it will spill over to the outside, and the outside of the kli is also kodesh, so therefore it's kodesh. As opposed to the midos that were used to measure out yavesh, they were only makadesh the inside of the kli, not the outside of the kli, so therefore the amount that is heaped and is over the rim of the kli does not become kodesh, since it's not resting inside the actual kli shards. Rabbi Kiva Omer, midos halach kodesh, lefichach beirutim kodesh. Umidas hayavish chal lefichach beirutim chal. Rabbi Kiva said, the midas that were used to measure out liquids were kodesh, both the inside and the outside. Therefore, the liquid that is heaped and is over the rim of the kli is also kodesh, as if it's inside the actual kli shards. While the midas that were used to measure out yavish in the base of Mikdash were chal, they were entirely chal, they were not makadesh, those kalim at all. They don't have a din of a kli shard. So therefore, the beirutim, the mouth that is heaped, is chal. And since the kli itself is chol, so even what's inside the kli is chol, meaning to say, does not become kodesh from the fact that it's inside a kli shard. It's only kodesh from the fact that the balam were makadesh it. The pan, the balam only had a mind to be makadesh what's inside the kli, not the amount that is heaped. Therefore, only what's inside the kli is kodesh, not the amount that is heaped. Rabbi Yezi Aymer lo mishum zeh, ela shalach nechar, b'hayavesh eino nechar. Rabbi Yezi agrees that the midas halach, the amount that is heaped, is also kodesh. While by the midas hayavet, the amount that is heaped, is chol. But not for the reason that we said earlier, that the midas halach were kodesh both the inside and the outside, while the midas hayavet was kodesh only on the inside, but for a different reason. As when you put liquids inside a kli, it tends to circulate. What was on the bottom goes to the top and vice versa. So therefore, even the liquid that's over the rim of the kli at one point was inside the kli itself, so therefore it's kodesh, since at one point it was resting inside a kli sharis. Wow, by yavesh, does not work that way. The amount that is over the rim of the kli was always over the rim of the kli, was never resting inside the kli sharis itself, so therefore the amount that is heaped is not kodesh. Sechem Menachas, per test mission above, kol korbanos hatzibor b'hayachid. Tune in to Sechem. All korbanos that are brought, whether it's a korban tzibur or a korban yachid, require that a mechas nesachim be brought with it, and the yayin be poured on the mizbeach. Now this is only if the korban that you're bringing is a behema. But if you're bringing a korban oath, then the nesachim is not required. Chutz min habachor v'hamaiser v'hapesach v'hachatos v'ha'asham. With the exception of a korban bachor, or maiser behema, or korban pesach, or a chatos and ha'asham, these korbanos, a mechas nesachim is not brought with them. Ela shachatos v'shamitzayir v'hasham v'tunin nesachim. But the chatos and ha'asham that a mitzorah brings, when it becomes tar, is different than other chatos and ha'ashamos, and the mechas nesachim is brought with his chatos and ha'asham. The reason being is that the chatos and ha'asham that a mitzorah brings is not brought for a chet, as a mitzorah did not do a chet. Even though he spoke lashon hara, and that's why he became a mitzorah, but his kapara for that is the nega itself, not the chatos and ha'asham that he brings. So therefore, the chatos and ha'asham that he brings is not for a chet. So therefore, it's different than a regular chatos and ha'asham, and a mechas nesachim is brought with it, as opposed to the chatos that another brings. When he finishes his nazirus, no mechas nesachim is brought with it. As that chatos is brought for a chet, as that which he was mitzar himself for drinking wine is considered a chet, so therefore his chatos is no different than any other chatos, and no mechas nesachim is brought with it.